This is Ray.
This is Jax.
This is Dean.
And this is the Ray Jax and Dean podcast.
Sound really chipper. That's weird.
Joy 94.9.
Hey.
Hey.
It's Christmas time. Well, it was Christmas time.
Is it? Oh, God, it's gone now.
I know, it's gone now. But I've got this question about decorations. Is it too soon or too late to take down your Christmas decorations? Discuss.
I think you should just leave them up all year round, and then that way there is no stress around when they should be put up or taken down.
I think it's always there. So you know that some people do need their Christmas lights out all year?
Yeah.
No, that's not right.
It doesn't make it special, though.
No, does it? Doesn't.
No, see, I packed mine away. I think on the 28th. Wow. I just went, nope, Christmas is done. Because I have this nice lounge chair in my little tiny one-bedroom flat, and then I had to put it next to my bed so the Christmas tree can go there. And so before New Year's, I was going out New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
I wanted everything to be spick and span, clean slate, clean flat for my apartment, so I took all the Christmas trees down. I'm like, all right, ready for 2018.
All the Christmas trees? How many did you have?
Well, I had one, but, you know, it was heavy. So I was just ready to go. I thought you had to have it down by the 1st of Jan.
No. Well,
what are the rules?
Rumour has it. What have I done? You have it down by the 12th day of Christmas.
See, I thought the 12th day of Christmas was before Christmas.
Yeah, I'm
no,
confused.
The 12th day of Christmas is actually the 5th of January.
Oh,
yeah. Yes.
Why would your true love be giving you presents after Christmas?
Well, they really, really love you.
Oh, yeah, well, that's how I wouldn't know, would I? My goodness, did you take yours down?
I didn't even put one up.
Oh, gosh.
I was a little bit of Grinch this year.
I
was too busy. So busy. I'm so busy, Jack. So busy. Oh, you don't know how busy my life is.
In your relaxed Dean clothes. He's not in his Hugo Boss suit, and I don't know how to look at him. Where's his big HB?
I didn't normally wear a suit. But not today. I'm wearing my shorts today. But this year I just did went a bit arty. Got a vase.
Yes.
And put the fairy lights in the vase.
Oh, that's cute.
Turn the lights on, and all sort of spreckly vasey thing on the. That was my little Christmas.
Fair enough. A little nod
to Christmas. It was something.
My little nod.
But I didn't get the tinsel out. I didn't do all the tinsel and the tree and the balls. None of that.
Didn't get your balls out.
Didn't get my balls out this year.
That's
kept
so
my balls
sad.
Away. In fact, Josh has taken the Christmas tree down here at Joy. We are now without our Christmas tree here.
Yeah, it's done. That's a wrap. You got to bump out.
Now, we have had a message in.
Yes, Peter sent us a message saying, loving the show. If you're superstitious about Christmas decos, then it's the 12th day of Christmas when they come down so that the tree spirits can escape the Christmas holly and go back outside.
What?
So it's either the 5th or the 6th of January to help those tree spirits, so leave them up until the 5th.
Oh, there you go.
Sounds like poltergeist.
You better put the tree back up now, Jax.
Do I have to do that so I don't get bad luck?
No,
it's fine.
No.
It's just a little tree.
It's just a tree.
I didn't have presents under it.
No.
But are we allowed to now start buying the hot cross buns that are out at the shopping centres?
No.
And put that up in the shape of a tree.
Yes.
And buy rabbits.
A bun tree.
I've gone weird, I'm sorry.
Bun tree?
Tuesday.
Dilemmas of an almost middle-aged gay white male because nobody understands how hard it is for us blokes.
Here we go.
Went out for dinner the other night.
Oh.
Went out for dinner.
Hard life.
In South Yarra.
Mm.
Normally I'm north side, but we went south side.
You crossed the river, how dare you?
My nose didn't bleed. It was great. It was lovely. Went to a lovely little restaurant-y cafe sort of thing, and ordered a gourmet pizza.
Oh.
Delicious.
Nice wood-fired pizza. I had mushrooms. I had a bit of rainbow chard. Taleggio. Did he say Taleggio?
What is Taleggio?
Like a cheese, like a sort of a nice...
Oh, allegedly it was cheese.
Allegedly it's a cheese, yeah, it's a very nice cheese. And wood fine, as I say, and it came to the table, mm-hmm. and it didn't come cut up, like it came like with a pair of scissors.
Oh, no pre-sliced.
No, it's a cut your own. Oh. So I did, don't have to be asked twice, it's my pizza. But it was kind of one of those pizzas, because of the cheese, it was very gooey sort of pizza. But also because it was South Yarra,
mm-hmm.
it was a little bit, well, I wouldn't say it was posh, but it was kind of, you know, it was a nice restaurant.
It was schmancy.
But then I thought my dilemma was, do I just pick it up and eat it as I would a pizza, like at home, or do I use a knife and fork?
Oh.
What do you do? Do you use a knife and fork to eat pizza?
I do not.
Do you?
I would cut it up. Into slices.
So you would use a knife and fork.
Well, I wouldn't rip the circle in half and then roll it up.
Just cave woman-like.
If it wasn't pre-cut.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
cut or not cut, doesn't matter. And then you get your slice and you sort of fold that in half.
Oh, yes.
Oh, I do love a good fold.
Yeah,
yes.
And then just mung on
in
that.
In the mouth.
And then in the mouth.
In the mouth. But you wouldn't sort of cut, use a knife and fork and cut it up in little bits.
No, that's not. I wouldn't, because it is still pizza.
And pizza's to be eaten with your hands.
Yeah.
Do you think?
I think so.
What
do you reckon, Rachel?
My dad always ate pizza with a knife and fork.
Dad.
He said it was good manners. That's what he had been taught. Mm.
Oh, he's
but he didn't make us eat pizza with knives and forks. But I feel like sometimes it does depend what is on top. If I feel like I pick it up and it all just slides off, sometimes I will get the knife and fork out.
If it's a bit sloppy.
Yeah.
If it's too sloppy,
yeah.
You might have to.
But this is a complex issue. So what if you are sitting at a table for, say, four of you sharing a pizza, and one person uses a knife and fork? Do you then feel obliged, the other three, to follow suit and also knife and fork?
No, because my friend eats burgers with a knife and fork.
No,
exactly.
No.
I'm like, Dal, no, come on. Right. It's all the flavours are meant to be tasted together.
How do you do that?
She cuts it in half,
yeah.
And then instead of just going, sometimes it's good to cut a burger in half and then eat the half by half, north by northwest, but then she just keeps cutting. And so it's like, so it's all just individual bits of food that she picks out.
Bite-sized morsels.
What are you doing? Like, do you have chicken wings with a knife and a fork? I think so.
No.
Chicken wings. That's not a date food.
Just all your fingers into that.
But did you knife and fork with the pizza?
I did.
Yeah.
I did.
All right. And how did you feel?
I felt a bit self-conscious.
Yeah.
I think I would have felt worse if I just picked it up with my hands. Because to Rachel's point, it was one of those sort of sloppy, heavy, the mushrooms kind of slip sliding everywhere.
I think there's
delicious, but just a little bit, yeah.
Well, maybe if you stuck your pinkies out so it looks delicate and you went, with your hands.
Do you eat your pizza with the pinkies out?
Pinkies out.
Hey, you know, at this time of the year,
like
on a holiday, I like to read a good book, like to maybe catch up on some podcasting.
Mm-hmm.
I like to do a jigsaw.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And apparently I have offended many, many of my friends by doing a jigsaw puzzle.
You've offended people with was it an offensive jigsaw puzzle?
Eve, yes.
Oh, was it a nudie pic?
No. Oh. It was. Oh. It's of a candy shop, blah, blah, blah. Point is, I'm missing four pieces. And I posted a photo and I was like, here is my 996-piece puzzle completed from New Year's. And I'm having people tell me to burn the house down to find the missing pieces.
I'm not sure if that works.
I have really offended people. This gets on people's nerves, is not having the complete puzzle. I was feeling great because I did it so quickly and I was like, love a good puzzle.
It's like focus on the pieces have, not the pieces you are missing.
I know. I think I've got some OCD friends out there.
So is this a puzzle that you had bought, sort of, was it freshly unwrapped or was it a...
It was freshly unwrapped. It was a puzzle that I was given for my birthday last year when I asked for lots of puzzles.
Yeah.
Mm. And I just hadn't had a chance to do this one. But the place that we are staying, I decided to do it out on the back patio table because it was, that's where everything was happening. The pool's out there, the people are out there, that's where the music
nice activity.
Is. So I was like, I'll do the puzzle on that table, but the decking, of course, has cracks. And when you get pieces of puzzle stuck to your sweaty elbows, you know, when you're leaning on the table for too long and the puzzle piece is stuck there and then you go like hands on the hips, the piece falls off and straight through the cracks.
Oh.
I also think that the dog may have eaten a piece.
Yeah, that's fine. That's better than putting just four pieces together and saying you've finished it.
Exactly.
Still done. Done's better than perfect.
Oh, I'm glad you guys aren't offended.
Yeah, it must be an OCD thing.
Yeah.
I think it would bother me, though, I think, if I got to, 996 pieces.
Yeah.
Four were missing, but they weren't missing. They got lost down the cracks.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's like if you open like a crayon box and there was just like one colour missing, you'd be really devastated. But it was nature and my own fault that they went missing.
Or you open a carton of eggs, you get 12 eggs, and one of them's broken.
Oh yeah,
you always check before you buy them.
12.
Yeah. But no, you've done the best you could with what you had, and I'm very proud of you.
Well done.
Fails in the soul.
Nice holiday weather.
Yes.
Holiday.
It's not
holiday
too hot, is it?
It's not too hot. No, it's right.
Quite nice.
And it's nice having going on holidays on the offbeat.
Yes.
I know all the schmoes come back and then you run off. You're running off somewhere.
I'm running off tomorrow. We're going down the peninsula.
Ooh.
Down to
Bellarine.
The Bellarine. Okay.
Down the penny?
Down the penny?
No one says that.
You just did. Okay, so Anthony and I are going away for a couple of days, which would be nice. Get a bit of sun and sea water.
Lovely.
Yes. Sun and bum.
But I'm thinking with 2018, making plans for the year ahead. Where do you want to go in 2018? If you could, where would you go? Like for a holiday?
I definitely want to go to Montreal. I want to go to Montreal. I want to go to Canada.
You want to go to Canada?
I'd like to go back to New York. I'd like to go back to the States. Uh-huh. But I think I'd love to go to Canada. I want to go somewhere new.
Yeah.
I'd love to go to Canada.
My parents did the Rocky Railway tour.
Oh, they're amazing.
Oh, wow.
Mm, Rocky Mountain like with the glass top.
Railway. So love a train ride. Mm. But I just don't want to go by myself because I've done that. I've travelled by myself all over it and I've loved it. I've got so much out of it.
Yes.
But now in my 30s, I just want to sort of share it with someone. Yes. I usually go with my wonderful, one of my best friends, Renee. But she's always doing stuff. She's a scientist for NASA, whatever. So she's running around doing conferences.
Well, no holidays for her.
No, not only if we go to Mars. It's a one-way ticket, though.
That's right.
One way. But I should just book it in because that's the goal,
just book
isn't it?
In, that
is
right.
That's how you get
it done.
You'll
find the money eventually. Just book it in.
Well, that's a thing. Being a freelance, right? Who knows where my money's coming from?
Yeah. But so Rachel, have you any big travel plans for you for this year?
Well, I do have big travel plans. Ooh. I am going to Europe for the first time ever.
First time?
Yes. Oh yes,
yes. I've never done the Europe. Oh. So we're doing France to Portugal, Portugal to Italy, Italy to Germany. I was going to say to Berlin, like that's a country, to Berlin, uh-huh. The country. And then back to France and then heading home. So just doing a...
Awesome trip.
Little-ish, as in we don't want to see too much all in 4 weeks. But I actually really want to plan just a week up in Coffs Harbour with my grandparents. I was saying that before. Mm. I just really want to...
Awesome nana time.
Yeah, so I'm lucky enough to have my grandparents all still around, so I want to spend time with them. I want to learn as much from them while I can.
Mm. That's right. You're getting secret recipe lessons. Yeah.
Yes, cooking lessons. Recipe? Yes, absolutely.
Nana's secret stuff.
Mm-hmm. It's delicious. I will make you steak and kidney pie. You can pull out the bits of kidney.
Oh, yum. I like that.
It's like a nice holiday idea.
It feels freezing up here, though.
Are you cold?
You need a cardi. I'm real cold. I don't have a cardi. That would be a very good life hack. Take a cardi everywhere that you go.
Oh, there's an idea.
In case the weather inside is terrible. But I do have some life hacks that may help you get through 2018.
Cool.
So, we like to host parties. We're a party hosting.
We like to party.
Who's we?
Oh, well, Dean, me. Do you like to host parties?
No.
You like to go to parties.
Do not like to go and being the host. Too much pressure.
Yeah.
Oh, well, no. I have this will help for party hosters. Or maybe you like chips and dip at home by yourself.
Oh, yes.
Mm. Yes.
Now you're talking my language.
When you've got a plate and you try and put the dip on the plate, circle around it with the chips and stuff, you always get stuff over the edge, right?
Making a plate.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, all your chips will just fall off the edge of the plate. It doesn't work. So the hack is use a bowl, like a big salad bowl, and put your dip in a martini glass, and then you can put the chips around it. Boom, problem solved, because the only thing that's in the middle is the stem of the glass.
But doesn't that ruin your martini?
Mm. Oh, darling, you should have more than one martini glass.
Would that fall over?
Well, hopefully not.
Okay.
If your dip's... The martini glass has a bottle on it.
I usually just have a party of one, so I've just got crackers in one hand, dips in the other. Oh. Just use my mouth to get both.
Oh, love.
Great party.
Well, this is a good one for all you pet parents out there.
Oh, hack number two.
Yes, hack number two.
Number two.
If you can't get your pet hair out of the carpet by vacuuming, which I have tried to do for people before, use a squeegee.
Squeegee?
You know, yeah.
On the cat?
Exactly.
Squeegee your cat.
Squeegee your winks. It gets the hair out of the carpet.
Oh, there you go.
I know. We've got two more. Lighting candles. When your candle is in a jar and it, you know, gets right down and you can't put the match in there without burning your fingers off. If you light the end of a piece of spaghetti, like a dry piece of spaghetti.
Spaghetti?
Yeah, that's fun. Apparently it catches the light just like a match would, and it doesn't zoom up the spaghetti stick.
That's awesome. It's sort of scary that... spaghetti's flammable.
Well,
flaming spaghetti.
Yes, that's true. But it's not wet. It's the dry spaghetti.
Flaming, darling.
Flaming spaghetti.
Don't do it with your wet spaghetti. It won't work.
Won't work? Okay, hack number four.
Big wet noodle.
Hack number four, cleaning your bath with a broom. Apparently it gets into all the little awkward angles and stuff instead of trying to use a scrubbing brush that doesn't bend. I don't know.
I've done that.
Apparently it works really well, and if you use dishwashing liquid, it works even better.
With the broom?
With the broom. Broom, dishwashing liquid in your bathtub. Go.
Go for it.
Well, there you go.
It's a good one.
There's some good life
little hacks for
thanks,
you.
Rach.
Thanks for that.
You can find more Joycasts and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.